You're listening to Them Damn Indians on Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly, and I appreciate you tuning in. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day to be ending as you. So you know what? We're just going to give it hell. All day. Like we do every day. Just whatever you're doing, get out there and just give it all you got. You will feel better, even if you don't think that you're going to feel better now. Lots of crazy things are going on. So we talked a little bit about Texas relaxing their gun laws to basically, I don't know, nothing. And except if you're a felon, like if you're a felon and you get caught, if you get caught kind of thing, who cares, right? And how does it work for people coming in to Texas? Like, do I get to conceal my gun too when I come there? Who knows? But in the wake of that and how one state is taking those actions, this is from 1057news.com. And it says San Jose shooting leaves 8 dead, deceased suspect identified. A shooting at a rail yard in San Jose, California today left 8 people dead, not including the suspect who was also declared deceased after taking his own life. The suspect was identified as Samuel Cassidy, who was an employee at the Valley Transportation Authority, or VTA, where the incident took place. No motive is known for the shooting at this time. In Washington, D.C., Principal Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the White House will continue to stay in close contact with officials in San Jose before using the shooting as an opportunity to call on Congress to strengthen background checks. Deputies responded to multiple 911 calls around 6:30 a.m. about an active shooter situation unfolding at the VTA facility located in San Jose. VTA Chair Jill Hendricks confirmed that the shooting took place outside in the yard, not in the control center. He said service would be suspended after the incident. Santa Clara County Sheriff's deputies, fire personnel, and San Jose police responded to the initial shooting. Special agents from the FBI and the ATF were also responding to the crime scene. The sheriff's office tweeted an update that the shooter is down. The VTA provides bus, light rail, and other transit services throughout Santa Clara County, the largest in the Bay Area and home to Silicon Valley. The shooting took place at light rail facility that is next door to the sheriff's department's headquarters and across a freeway from the airport. The facility is a transit control center that stores transit and has a maintenance yard. It's also located just 2 blocks from county buildings, the main jail, and a courthouse. Authorities warn the public to stay away from the area. And that was earlier today. And so there's still trying to figure all of this out. And I gotta tell you, it's just alarming. It is so alarming to me how, like, is this not alarming to everybody though? Like, is Congress not alarmed at this at all? Like, how can this possibly be allowed to continue? We don't know anything about this shooter other than his name and other than he allegedly took his own life. We don't know that. I mean, why would they lie about it? Who knows? Why would they lie about anything? But and so it's like I said, it's a very scary thing. I mean, how do you know what you're really walking into somewhere? And California just had that road rage incident where that little 6-year-old boy got killed. Like, somebody shot that car through the trunk and it went through that little boy's stomach and killed him. So it's like I said, I don't really know how that works. I mean, and especially when you're talking about crossing state lines. I mean, in Texas, you can just completely conceal it and then go to another state and you can't even have it. You know, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of rules, and being from the plains and being here in Oklahoma, I mean, we all know, I mean, it, So like I said, I just bought a BB/pellet gun. And of course I didn't really get talked into the upgrade. I wanted a Daisy Red Ryder. Who doesn't? But they didn't have one. Instead, they had some kind of knockoff that I was just like, no, I don't want that. But my squirrel issue in my backyard is getting tenuous. Like, these squirrels are vindictive and retaliatory. And they just, and again, like, some of the smaller squirrels, like, they'll get in the yard and can't get out fast enough before my dog, who loves the chase and just whipping them around by their tails, and I have another dog who likes to just tear their faces off. So, you know, I thought, like, getting this BB gun would, like, okay, well, at least they'll get out of the yard if I can see him first or whatever. I don't know how this is going to work. I hope, like, this is going to become an issue with my neighbors. Here's why. The damn thing looks like a freaking AR-15. It's got a scope and everything. Why do I need this? I have no idea. But you know what? The squirrels are in for it. They are. However, I'm waiting as the brown person on my block. I'm waiting. Even the hillbillies across the street, they're not brown. Waiting for somebody to call the police on this brown woman because I got this big giant gun and whatever. I mean, surely they have to know it's a BB gun, right? Maybe, maybe not. I'm brown. That like maybe that shade of brown makes the guns look different. Like, it distorts what the gun actually is. Maybe that's why police get confused so much. I don't know, but all I'm here to tell you is this. These vindictive squirrels do not stand a chance against me now. Oh, no, no. And it's got a clip attachment. Who the hell needs to shoot that many BBs? Again, I ask. But you know what? I have the capability to do that now. So it may not just be squirrels. And so I have yet another, like, non-lethal way to defend myself, yet I could get somebody in their eye and incapacitate them while my neighbors are calling the police on me wielding that BB gun. So there you go. It works out. It works out for everyone. I should probably at least go tell my immediate neighbors, maybe my neighbors across the street, or maybe my neighbors behind me. Some, you know, like, hey, just to let y'all know, here's what this is. But then again, I don't want to be walking around my neighborhood like some damn 2A auditor. Fortunately, it doesn't have some kind of sling, although I'm sure it has some kind of attachment. And not that I couldn't have one, because, you know, if such a thing exists for this model, a bitch has to have a sling, right? I got to be able to sling it over my shoulder just in case, you know, they're getting away from me too fast in my yard. Like, wow. It's my Southern Baptist conservative side, y'all. That's what it is. So just beware. Just beware. Either way, Lord have mercy. I'm so glad we are one day closer to the weekend, and it's Memorial Weekend. So whatever you're going to do out there, make sure that you're safe and just, you know, hang out and enjoy your holiday. And some of us have an extra day off and some of us don't. So, you know, if you've got it, enjoy it. And if not, just try to find your way to blow off some steam however you can. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are Indigenous, we're independent, and you're listening to Them Damn Indians at Talk Jive Radio.